Last week we talked about how we're not alone. We're being watched right now. How did that affect your week, knowing that you were being watched the entire week? That there's a bigger story going on. I mean, did it change your actions? That practicing of the presence of God, knowing that He's aware of your thoughts, your actions, your words. See, if it didn't impact the way you live this week, I just gotta warn you, be very careful. Because, you know, the book of James talks about how we can deceive ourselves by being hearers of the word, and yet it has no effect on us. It'll be very easy for you to go through this whole book study of the book of Job, and it doesn't change you. I mean, the reality that someone is watching, that there's a cloud of witness, it should have changed your life this week. And so pray to God, say, God, please have this change me. I don't need just more information about you. I want to be changed. That's what the word of God is supposed to do. Now, when we get to Job chapter 2, it gets even more intense. Because as we know from the first chapter, Job goes through all these trials and it ends on this high note. Like, yes, through all of this, he keeps worshiping. He glorifies God. He blesses the name of the Lord. So then in chapter 2, it's as though Job passed the test, so Satan comes back for more. In chapter 2, verse 1, he says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where have you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, even though you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in your hand, only spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Okay, that is super intense. This is very offensive to some of us. In this day and age, we want to say he has no right to do that. That is not fair of him to do. Some of you might have the audacity to say, he better not do that to me. Last week, we talked about how we are not alone. And what I want to share with you this week is that we are not the center of this story. This is not about us. There's a story that's been going on about God and Satan and this battle, and now we've entered into the picture for our short scene in this movie. I mean, think about it. What happened 100 years ago? 1923. Do you remember what you were feeling at that moment? No, because you weren't alive. I mean, maybe a couple of you were, That would be pretty cool. But the thought is, 100 years ago, I didn't exist. I had no thoughts. I had no feeling. And yet there was this narrative going on, and it had been going on for thousands of years. So there's this big thing that is going on, okay? This big cosmic plan and things in the heavenlies that are happening right now. And somehow I can do things, think things, say things, respond to things in a way that it affects heaven. I mean, Job's actions were impacting this dialogue that's going on in heaven. I meet very few people on the earth that live as though they're being watched. Back in 1647, the church in Scotland and England and Ireland, they wanted this unity. They wanted unity of in ministry. And so they got together and saying, what do we believe is the point of our existence? And they wrote this thing called the Westminster Confession. And the first question was, what is the chief aim of man? In other words, what is the point of our existence? When we read this book, what do we agree upon is the chief aim of man? And their answer, their united answer was, the chief aim of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. So they come to the conclusion after studying this book, they all agree, you know what? The whole point of our existence is to bring glory to Him. So somehow my actions, the way I respond to trial, it actually could bring glory to Him. And that is the point of my existence. That is what I should be striving for on this earth. About a month ago, I was at a memorial service. Some very dear friends of mine, Ryan and B, in fact, he's one of the elders at our church. I love them so much. They love Jesus so much. But their six-month-old baby daughter passed away. And a month ago, we had the service. And I remember being at their home with all the other elders and their wives, and we just wept together. We just cried. I remember as we're just sobbing. I mean, they're just sobbing and they're just going, would you guys just tell us some good news? Just remind us of the truth of God's word again. Just quote scripture to us. Say something good. Say something good. As they're just sobbing, sobbing, sobbing. And we're just quoting scripture. We're just reading from the word. We're taking communion together. And I'll never forget, during the memorial service, I remember just sitting there in the front row with them, and I'm looking over, and with tears streaming down their faces, they have their hands in the air, and they're singing, "On Christ the solid rock I stand." And they're just declaring it as they're weeping for their daughter and how much they're going to miss. And then they're singing, it is well with my soul. And then it was like they were just looking at the enemy and going, no, you're not going to take me down. I'm going to glorify God in the midst of this. Have I been crying for the last month? Have I been sobbing, miserable? Yes, but it is well with my soul. And I still stand on Christ, on that solid rock, that solid foundation. And I thought, wow, God, if I ever go through something that horrific, would you give me the strength to glorify you in the midst of it? Because this is why we exist.